to you.
Wow. Woody, how about the news? Again, we've been talking about, just broke here a little while ago, DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver with Tennessee, got traded to Kansas City. No surprise there. They're out of bodies. I mean, all the injuries they've had to their guys. So
the only surprising part is that somebody would help the Chiefs at this point.
Would they give him a second round pick?
Who cares? They don't need draft picks.
They actually do a really good job with their draft picks.
I know they do, actually.
No, they actually do.
What don't they do well over there? Jeez.
Well, say the other team we watched the other night, Baltimore. There's another team that's got a lot of homegrown players that are playing really well. By the way,
Baltimore's defense seems to be a problem, though.
Yeah. Not their offense, though.
No, they
they're just kind of like, we can score. We're good at tight end. We got two good receivers that they're using. They got, by the way, if there's an MVP that's not a quarterback, it's got to be that big running back. It's got to be the big guy. Man, he is something else. He can be over 1,000 yards here. Probably next game, he's going to go over 1,000 yards already, and just keeps rolling along. But the trade deadline is going to be, I think it's going to be more active because it's in early November, so teams are going to have a pretty good idea on how good they are, and if they can get draft picks, and if they think they're bad, then they're like, all right, we're going to play hard, but we're going to be bad because we're going to get rid of our guys who still – and the other part of it is we're finding out guys that got their money and they're on a bad team, they want out. They're going, no, I don't want to be here. No, I didn't sign up. I took the money, but I thought we were going to be better than this. I don't want to be here. And they'll make a big deal about it, and they'll get shipped out of town. They'll trade them. Like, okay, all right. Kind of wanted to look at your backup and bring this guy from the practice squad up and take a look. So, yeah, but it looks like the wide receiver position, there might be some teams that they keep bringing up what's going on in the Rams, that the Rams might be getting rid of a guy who was an MVP just a couple years ago.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp. So here you go. Here's the deal, Joe. The Titans would receive a conditional fourth-round pick. Come on, man. Stop letting these guys off the hook here, these Chiefs.
I know, but you can't.
What are you doing? Fourth-round pick.
If you're Tennessee, the last thing on your mind right now is Kansas City dominating that division and the NFL. You can't worry about that.
I know, but can't you get a little better for the like
you don't think
Hopkins from a desperate team?
You don't think somebody else that was
– jeez.
No, but desperate teams aren't going to trade for him. If you're not in the hunt, you're not trading for him. So he just looked – by the way, he probably went, please, can I go to Kansas City, start getting 8 or 9 targets, and my team hadn't lost yet?
Brutal. So they get a top-tier receiver, basically just gave away nothing. Good for them.
I'm not sure I don't know. He was good last year. I don't know.
Who is going to beat that team? And I know the answer is nobody, but like.
I don't know.
Jeez, man. Well, it's probably not going to be the Bills, right? The Bills don't look Super Bowl good.
The
Ravens
look
Super Bowl good?
Super Bowl good.
The only thing I'll say about the Ravens is the addition of Derrick Henry is the best signing I think any team has made.
By far.
And I'm so crushed that we didn't go after him. I know I was saying we should when he was available. Just give him whatever it took
to get
him.
Can I just tell you, running back's not our problem. No, listen.
Whether it's our I
running
know,
back's
I know,
not
well,
our problem.
It was last game, actually, to be quite honest with you, because we had two.
I'm
guys
just telling you, overall,
off,
when you look at the problems on this team, and I know they
scoring
fumbled.
Points is their number one problem. Yes.
Yeah, but how much more is he going to help?
Derrick Henry?
Yeah. Just because he's running that offensive line and stuff. And
I asked you this yesterday. I said, "Who's the best non-quarterback like offensive weapon
he
in
is.
Football?"
He is.
Got to be right up there. There's not a lot of guys you can just hand the ball to in the fourth
quarter. But I'm just telling you, off of the running backs they had a year ago, and they drafted a guy, why would you think they go after when they had Raheem Mostert have 21 touchdowns and
Achane
averaged like 20 yards a carry?
Of course they're not going to go after him. Would have been smart. Would have been good business to do that, and they don't do stuff like
that. To add
like
somebody
that.
Else, you're being stupid. You're just dog. Okay. No, you said this yesterday. You dogpile Like, if you want to dogpile on the issues, then dogpile on the issues. But you're going around the league playing results of stuff, and that's all you're doing with him. That's all you're doing. Like, we didn't need – we don't need a running back. Hell, the running back's probably the strongest position we have on the whole team.
This guy's ready to go here. Trade Waddle now, dump coach and Greer, package picks, draft the QB. He's ready to just pack it in here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's had it.
Another texter, the plan is all chips on the table. Go get Cam Ward.
Oh, by the way, Cam Ward. That topic, Woody, that thing is
people are going to really want him on the Dolphins.
It is. As we get closer to the end of the season, if he keeps throwing for between 300 and 400 yards a game. And
which he is going to, obviously.
Not only is he really good, but he came to a pretty good situation with – that offensive line. I mean, yeah. He handpicked. He had the choices, right? But it wasn't by accident. He just came out here.
Oh, look, Miami's had players.
He looked at everything, and he goes, I like him. I can make him better. I love the big guys. I love the NFL guys at the end of the line there, both of them. You have any idea what kind of pick our right tackle is going to be a year from now? By the way, he's not even eligible for it. We got him for one more year. Now we know.
First round?
I mean, he is.
I would think.
I mean, that guy, he is something else. But, man, he's gotten really good pass protecting now, watching him move his feet. That guy.
Cam Ward was the missing piece that this team has needed for a long, 100%. Long time, though, man. That first round talent quarterback. Miami hasn't had one of those in, I don't know, whatever the years were, they said 30 years, 40 years.
And I've been saying this, so the other part of this is when your defense or special teams is having a bad day, he just goes, that's all right, I'm going to score every time basically I get. Our punter's going to punt once or twice a game, and we're going to score, and we're going to score quickly. These aren't going to be these aren't going to be slow drives of 12 plays and 70 yards. They are going to have some 30s in them, some 50s in them, some 70s in them. We're going to score quickly, and we are going to make people desperate on the other side of the football to do things they really don't want to do.
A couple of other texts here. Guy says Hopkins is an average receiver at best now. Getting rid of that salary even for no picks is a big win. Let's see how average he is when he's got Mahomes thrown instead of
oh, no, he's Will Levis. Clearly.
Let's see how average he is.
Clearly,
they're showing video of him carving up the Dolphins, by the way, on TV right now.
I don't think he's a top 10 receiver in the league. You don't think?
No,
that.
No.
But he's still.
But he's got Mahomes throwing to him.
No, you're right. I mean, you're right. I'm guessing they'll find ways and get creative, find ways to get him the ball now that he's going to be.
Or they'll just let Mahomes roll out and do all that stuff.
Mahomes, by the way, made a run the other day on the sideline.
Yes, he did.
Stopped. And then. Like, you're going, then he damn near scores. Let's get down to, like, the 5-yard line on this.
According to Omar, he doesn't run, though.
No, that was. Sometimes Omar kind of gets out there a little bit.
He did, though. Credit to him. He named the two stiff quarterbacks we have in the league. He went after Goff and Stafford.
I don't know about
it. That was pretty impressive. He had those ready to go on the holster.
Hey.
Every other quarterback can extend a play for the most part, right?
You get different kind of quarterbacks, and I don't want to take anything away. You just want a guy fits your system, that's productive, that doesn't turn the ball over a lot, and can score a lot of touchdowns. And that guy, I'll tell you what, the guy that's improved the most, Lamar Jackson. Like I hear people, like, whatever you thought the stereotype of Lamar Jackson was before, it should be gone. He can't throw to wide receivers. He's only able to throw to tight ends, and he can run.
He's come around, but the other thing with Lamar, though, is he's got to stop taking those hits.
Will you stop?
He took some bad ones the other day.
He's not going to stop.
I know.
Go ahead, say the guy in Buffalo, too.
Josh Allen can do what he wants. Josh Allen is built like a tank.
Lamar's not a small guy. You act like Lamar's like 180 pounds.
I know he's not 180 pounds. He isn't Josh. You always tell me about Josh. You see him down there in person. You're sitting down there just looking at him.
I think the team is finally throwing in the towel. We'll have Eric Wood on next week, and he's going to say the same thing. Like, they've talked to him about it, and they realize it doesn't do it. And he's He's part of our offense. Teams have put in the quarterback sweep. How many teams have the quarterback sweep? Lamar's got one in his. They have one.
Not this team.
No. It's just the team they just played. That was the best play they ran with Richardson.
Yeah.
He ran a quarterback sweep three or four times. And by the way, he's been injured. Like every time he runs, he's usually out of a game.
He's rough, though, man. He's really rough.
I just feel like every time he throws, that team holds their breath down this field that he's not going to throw a pick.
Hey, nobody may run harder than Baker Mayfield, by the way. I don't know, I've given Baker a lot of crap over
the Baker,
years.
No, Baker's been a scrappy little runner.
He takes guys on, and he gets fired up and stuff. But the good thing about Josh Allen is he can get knocked out cold, and he doesn't even miss a play. So he's got that going for him.
You're in rare form today, man.
Real quick here, 561 says, listen, I love to rile Joe, but would you correct Mostert injury-riddled and age? Achan gets hurt with his frame. We run Ingold on third and one. He stopped for negative yards. We could use Henry style. Company man Joe is wrong.
On the priority list in the offseason, that guy wouldn't have been on my list. And if he's on yours, way to play the results. You're really strong.
He didn't play the results. Why do you keep saying that?
Because he didn't play like this last year.
Why? Oh, come on, dude.
He didn't look like the same guy. I mean, he still had a good year.
Team. Like, you don't. Like, you act like you're surprised that he's tearing it up in Baltimore. Of course he is. Guy doesn't slow down.
So you think, when you look at our team right now, the biggest problem is running back. Is that what you're saying? Because the guy is, like, so far out in front of everybody else.
Our biggest problem is very simple. Our biggest problem is we don't score any points.
Okay. So you think he was going to break 70 and 80-yard runs here?
Well, let's see here, Joe. We have elite wide receivers, allegedly, right? We can't get him the ball. I know we got a quarterback problem right now. But you need to find a way to score points. That, to me, seems like the number one problem right now is you're scoring 11 points a game.
Okay.
So, I don't win a whole lot of games scoring right. 10 or 11 points.
Wait, this is good. Here. I just disagree.
Okay.
You're looking at this team, and that's when you go out and spend all your money on
by the way,
re-signing
it's not great for
guy.
The fact that also you might meet Baltimore in the playoffs if you were to ever get to the playoffs again.
Well, what's that again before the shot? What was that again? Well,
you would probably meet Baltimore in the playoffs, right? Baltimore's one of those teams you'd have to get past,
yes.
Right? So it's not ideal that he's on a
– But you can't go around taking every guy because you're afraid you're going to see him down the road in the playoffs.
You could at least
Dolphins
try.
Can't be looking that far ahead.
You could try.
All right. Is there any other weak points you want to make? Go ahead. Anything else? You'll get some people agree with you because they're watching his runs up and down the field. And by the way, we don't have the Ravens offensive line either. You want to say that in run blocking?
Well, probably not.
But... Okay, that's all right. But don't let that get in the way of this story. Hey, right now let's talk about
offensive line. Have you seen how big that guy is?
Yeah. Okay. He just jumps over people and runs through.
He does. Watch the games. You're like Omar. You missed the games on Sunday.
I see. I saw the business decision was made out in the flats from about 10 yards and two. Defensive backs go, just go in here. We don't care. Hey, I want to talk to you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, man, the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Yes, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, shake your hand at the door, and more than 30 years of experience each. Boy, those guys have kept it small and do quality work. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results. Small enough to just call you back. You know what's amazing? How many law firms actually talk about communication with people that have decided to take their cases and go to their firm? Think about it. Nobody does that. Everybody's talking about we do this and size and all these people we're going to hand it off to. Meanwhile, you got two partners the two names that you see are the two names that are going to take care of you, man. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can actually always get a hold of, even on the weekends, and answer all your questions. And more importantly, just get you results that you want, and you can talk to them, and you're a little stressed out. Nobody's gotten back to you on your case. How long does it take? Can you call me back? When you're going to call me? I mean, I'm hurting, and I need somebody. I need somebody to take care of me. So, hey, I want to tell you, if you're going through that with one of these other law firms right now, call Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Let them take a look. It won't cost you a dime. Let them take a look at your case, and let them get started and see what happens. Go to CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, man. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. No matter what the situation, you'll be impressed. Like the work they do, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
All right, a few things to get to here. We got weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 76 degrees, cloudy, no rain in my forecast. See local listings. What do you do with they said an abandoned car out there. Does that mean it's up for grabs?
That means somebody ran out of gas or the car stopped and they just took off.
Called it a day, huh?
Oh, man. It is crazy out there. Crazy. I took like a 20-minute. They shut the turnpike down, and they had the little signs, and I missed the signs. So I was head down to the Keys. I thought about just to keep going on the turnpike. But I stopped. I mean, I realized I probably wasn't going to be very smart.
Can you imagine you're stuck on the highway, you're honking at this guy, and then you get up to there, you realize that there's
nobody's
no one in the
there.
Car.
Yeah, no.
It's just sitting there.
That'd be a rough one. So we got the on good news for just a second here. Heat opener tonight at home against the Magic, and special night for Pat Riley. Dedication to the Pat Riley court that tonight. Pat Riley will be out halftime. Nice ceremony at halftime. I think Eric Reed's going to be out there and everything else. And then find out, man. Pat's been very open about his guys staying healthy, more production, being their best players. Jimmy, Bam, Tyler, I think he even threw Terry Rozier in there, and said, listen, man, it's got to start with you four guys playing enough games. And it wasn't just a Jimmy thing. I see they got Tyler's numbers out there for amount of games he's played as well. So we'll see, because Pat Wright says, I believe in him. We thought about everything, and I said, let's go back with them. They got to play more games, and then let's see what happens here. 46 and 36 last year, had the 8 spot, which, as you know, is now a play-in spot, and see what happens. But got to play, what do you say, 75 games? I want to see guys play, see what happens if I can get 75 games. Let me tell you something, Pat. If you can get 75 games out of Jimmy and Tyler, I think you can with Bam. I don't know enough about Terry Rozier, although he was hurt at the end of the year, but he wasn't here the full season. But if Jimmy and Tyler can give you 75 games,
there's no shot, man.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Well, it seems highly unlikely. I mean, you're talking about going through the entire season without even like a sprained ankle.
You still miss 7 games. It's not like you don't get like
7 games. I mean, that's like what?
That means you play in today's game. Today's game, you play, yeah, that's 2 weeks playing, you know, 3 1 week and 4 the other, missing 2 weeks total.
I have a hard time picturing Jimmy Butler playing 75 games at his age.
He's talking about it.
And the problem with Tyler Hero is just unfortunate, but he always seems to find himself in bad spots getting hurt.
Well, they said we're coming back, but we need you guys to be healthy. And here's the deal. We need to get more production. Remember last year's – I bet you forgot what Riley's – what he said a year ago. Remember he said we need somebody to score 24 a game average? I don't know where that came from. And I thought maybe Tyler was that guy. Remember Tyler kind of got off to a nice start, had some big games, and was actually averaging around that and then cut back, maybe had the injury or stuff that he missed all those games before coming back. And then, you know, Duncan Robinson's coming off a good year till he had the bad back at the end of the season. Jaime Jaquez was a great-looking first-round pick throughout the year. And Jokic has got some talent. Just got to see. Didn't he get hurt for the Olympic team? Did I see he got hurt and missed some time and you know, for his...
I think he's okay. You asked me earlier about, like, minutes for guys, and I told you that the fantasy basketball people say Khalil Ware is going to back up Bam here, so... I'm very hopeful because I drafted him.
We're going to have Ron Rothstein join us here in about 30 minutes, and I do want to know about where the two draft picks fit in, because both guys.
You would have to think Khalil Ware is going to play, right? And then the other one that's interesting is how good can Jaime Jaquez be? Like, does he make a big leap forward here, right?
12, 13, 14 points a game.
I think he showed a lot last year, man. He's a talented dude.
He is.
I just wonder how much better he got in the offseason.
I think he didn't
take that next step.
Remember
here.
They had him playing a couple summer league games? Like they went down, where'd they go down south and play in Southern California for basketball? I think he played
in a few of those games.
He
played a couple, yep.
Yeah. Well, it all starts tonight, man. And I know they're saying, hey, we're only a few games from being in the two spot and all that. And by the way, Boston wasn't very nice to the Knicks last night. Oh, my God. Did you see how many threes they took last? 61 threes in that game last night. They tied an NBA record. They made 29. I guess you can shoot 61 if you make 29. You can do that every night and feel pretty good.
If I was a Knicks fan, I would be sick to my stomach this morning. They had something special with that team. And to break it up to bring Karl Anthony Towns in there, I would just be, if I was like Richie or whatever, I'd be vomiting this morning thinking about what they did to that team.
I like him a lot as a player. I'm with you.
Karl Anthony Towns?
No.
Oh, DiVincenzo?
I think he's really good.
I just thought like mentally, you know, all that's like, they just had a toughness to that team.
But there's a guy that loved playing in New York, being there. And I'm wondering to see sometimes, you know, doesn't always work out where you go.
That whole Nova Knicks thing going, and now you bring in a guy who is probably unquestionably the softest player in basketball.
You said soft on that guy about 20 times the last 2 days.
I mean, that's his thing, though.
I know. He shoots a lot of threes.
That's what he's known for, being weak and soft.
But I agree. He doesn't look like a Knicks the way they want him to play.
No. He looks like a guy that got bounced out of the playoffs last year. Couldn't help Anthony Edwards. That's what he looks like. If I were a Knicks fan, I would be sick right now.
You're a rare
thinking
fan,
about what they did to that team right before the season. That's just brutal, man.
Did you see what's going on in Philadelphia, by the way, too?
Yeah, there's a little
Joel Embiid can take the first week off, try to get healthy.
Too bad.
By the way, if he's got to get a week to get healthy, he can have a long season of injury. A long season. You want to do over-under on how many games Joel Embiid plays?
Nope.
It was hard to watch him when he played through whatever it was, dragging that leg through the playoffs.
He gets credit for that, by the way. He did in the playoffs.
But his number, he was brutal. Yeah. He got no lift, and he's a big body. Don't get me wrong. He still put up some numbers, but, man. Yeah, so to your point, we'll see. And, by the way, we get to see the Knicks. We're giving away tickets today, right?
Yeah, we'll do that at some point here coming up. Like momentarily.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll come up with something.
We'll do it at 9 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
Right, why don't we do it around Coach Rothstein?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Because you got Bees coming up here. I told Bees yesterday we were playing all of his questions.
Is that what it took to get him to come on this morning? He was telling me
a little begging, but no, I was like, hey, you know, we were playing your hard hitting stuff from the morning.
You're
what?
You're a real hard ass. They did a good job with their questions.
For
a guy that goes out and is super quiet at everything and people don't know you're there because you have. Yeah. Okay. Now you're getting on everybody's got to go out and do that for a living. And you're a big friggin' tough guy today.
Don't make me read any more of these company man texts.
You can read them. If you want to have company man, go ahead and go. That'd be great. Hey, listen,
Company
man.
Joe, what exactly were our priorities in this past offseason? What did our GM do?
Well, by the way,
said running back wasn't a priority. What were our priorities, Company Joe?
We got a left tackle who's not playing. We got a pass rusher,
okay,
who hasn't shown up on the stat sheet very much, but everybody keeps saying he's really good. We've got
It's crazy. You're coming around to what I told you, by the way, too.
I'm not coming
like
around.
I was telling you during the break, like, why not just up front just give away your first and second round picks?
I never
get established players. And you were like, well,
why don't you just read?
It's kind of a stupid thing to do, but then Chris will screw up the picks.
By the way, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said. Let's just give them up because you don't trust the guy Chris Greer.
Is it, though?
Well, listen, I'm not sure how many more picks.
I feel like you could have gotten a better player with that first round pick that you had. I feel like you could have traded and got a much better player than Chop Robinson.
But you can't go around trading to get like really good players. How many guys are you going to go out and trade for and then they want new contracts?
You don't have any faith in the people making the picks. You know they're going to take a bad player.
I would rather, so we don't have to keep like overpaying for players, mm-hmm. is I have some of these draft picks work out. That would be the goal. Do a better job with that, yes.
Do better. Fair enough.
Do better.
If you can't, then you just trade them away. Get established players.
Why don't you just be the GM? You seem to have it really
figured out. I'm not one of those
here guys
that thinks they could be the GM.
I'm not either.
I wouldn't have picked Chop Robinson, but I don't think I should be GM.
Well, Chop's been consistent with what he was in college. He really has.
Consistently non-existent?
Just always close there. Awesome. and does things, and he's so close, but he's not showing up on the stat sheet. So far it's been the knock on him.
Yeah, that's the Dolphins for the last 20 years. So close.
He was going to get stats here that he didn't get at Penn State. Yeah. All right now I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, man, your sex drive is down. Oh, your energy level is not there, and you are frustrated, man. I understand, because I went through it. Oh, boy, did I have all of it. Now, everybody that laughs at me, all the guys go, man, that's funny, that ED thing is funny. And go, well, listen, man, just so you know, if you don't have it, which I don't care if you do or don't, but you will have it. Because it happens to every guy. Some guys in their 40s, some in their 50s, some in their 60s. But it's one thing that's going to happen for sure. Sooner or later, you're going to start dealing with low T and no sex drive and no energy and dragging. Then all of a sudden you gain 20 or 30 pounds and can't figure it out. I know why. Because you're eating the same amount. You're not exercising at all. You're not staying active. Watching a lot of TV while you're falling asleep. And that sex drive on the weekend, oh boy, if that's completely gone, that's between you and your partner. But I don't know about you. I wanted to do something about it. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I'm glad I did because I got great results, and I know you will too. And I just want to say this. It's not something guys go around talking about. You can come up to me anytime when you see me and ask me about it. I'm going to tell you the same thing. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Do it today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a teen, a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if it doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. 6 locations throughout South Florida. Here's the number. Call them today if you're going through it. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. That first appointment, the most important one, you decide what you want to do, but you're in for unbelievable results.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network. It's been a while, man. I haven't even seen Bees for a while, but I heard his questions to Tua Tagovailoa, who will be back at practice today for the first time in 5 weeks. Bees, good morning. How you doing?
It's a great day for the Miami Dolphins, for sure.
So, listen, I think there's unbelievable pressure on him, and I don't know how good the rest of the team is to start with, because I really don't. Do you have a feel for this team with him coming back on how good we are?
Well, if you take the first 6 quarters as kind of a foreshadowing of the year to come, it's not totally enthusiastic, right? I mean, what they needed a miracle fumble to beat the Jaguars. I think they moved the ball pretty good against the Bills. I think that gets forgotten. And they would have been a lot more competitive in that game if they had a real number 3 receiver. Two of his 3 picks were on the receiver in that game, if you remember. So they were able to move the ball. But, look, this is a team that just I can't remember a Dolphins team that shoots itself in the foot more than this one does.
Yeah, good point.
And what's wild about this team is it's not just the same thing every week, well, except for the special teams, because that's been horrendous every single week. But beyond that, like, it's somebody else every week who's screwing up. If you would have told me that Alec Ingold would have cost them a game by fumbling, I would say you're absolutely nuts. I mean, he is one of the most dependable guys on that roster, and even he's not immune to all these screw-ups. So, yeah, I think bringing Tua back is going to be a huge help. You go and watch the tape, the passing game with those cast of characters that they've had. And, you know, you think about this. They've gotten meaningful snaps this year out of Snoop Huntley, out of Skylar Thompson, and out of Tim Boyle. Those might be 3 of the worst 10 rostered quarterbacks in the National Football League. And that's what's been trying to get them through this 4-game stretch. It's absolutely going to look better than it has, but is it going to be 2023? And that's the real question.
Yeah, no. I agree. And by the way, I agree with all your stuff. So this, no matter who's playing quarterback, I still, for the life of me, forget the numbers, but the targets of the way Waddle and Hill. I just don't. And the thing I think that's really irritates me the most is the, well, they're taking away with two deep. They're taking away all our deep stuff. Isn't there other routes you can run, no matter who's throwing the football, that two guys that you're paying that kind of money, you got to be able to get them the football, right?
Yeah, they can't just be decoys. That's nuts. I'm going to give a bit of nuance. I think the only way that they were in that game on Sunday was by running the ball 40 times. It's the only reason they beat the Patriots. It's the only reason that and the game plan would have worked if Raheem Mostert and Alec Ingold didn't fumble and Jason Sanders didn't clang a field goal. Now, does that kind of game plan give you very little margin for error? Sure. But that, to me, beats dropping back and throwing 40 times with Snoop and Tim Boyle, because that is a recipe for disaster. Now, I think we're going to see a lot more of the passing game, obviously, with Tua back, but they should not get away from the run. You look at when they go under center, they do play action, the things that open up, you go and watch the tape, there were touchdowns there for Snoop and Boyle on Sunday. They just didn't have the quarterbacks to execute. And I think, you know, Mike McDaniel, he who never says a bad word about anybody, even acknowledged, dude, those guys weren't very good, all right? Yeah. So when your own head coach, who's the most sunshiny dude out there, is saying these guys aren't very good, they're not good. So, yes, do I think that Mike failed in not scheming up easy passes for Tyreek and Waddle more? Absolutely. But, like, I think Tyreek only ran, like, 24 routes in that game, all right? I mean, like, this was a downhill running strategy that they had.
Yeah.
And let's not act like Jonnu Smith wasn't a real factor in that game, because he was the guy that was open. So I think you still can't force it to them. But to your point, there are ways to scheme it up, and I think Tua's going to find them open in a way that Snoop could not.
Let's talk about Tua for a second. He comes back, and obviously I don't know what he's thinking, but I think he's got a lot of pressure to really – carry this team and get this thing balanced. You hope you can keep running the ball the way you are. 180, 190 yards in these last two games they've had. But you got to get some of that passing game back. Maybe not where it was the last 2 years, but a lot of it back. He's talked about changes. He made it real clear to you on your question. Listen, man, I appreciate the fans and everything else. I want to friggin' play. He's going to play. What's your take on what Tua's going to look like coming back?
Yeah, so first of all, let's talk about the health side of it. There's no one on the planet that has more information about Tua's brain than Tua,
yes.
Right? Those of us on the outside think we know, he knows, okay? And he has all the stats, he has all the scans, he has all the advice, he has friends in his ear, he has family in his ear. He knows. To me, if something bad happens, it's kind of on Tua at this point. Right, you can only concern troll so much, right, for some of these people that are out there that are like, oh, Tua, hang-wringing and all this. At the end of the day, he has all the information. He is processing that information and saying, I'm a football player, I'm going to play. I'm not saying that completely absolves the Dolphins or the National Football League completely. They need to look out for the guy. But, you know, it's kind of like smoking. We know smoking's not good for you. If you still smoke at this day and age, I'm not going to have a ton of sympathy if something goes bad. Now, I don't think it's like that for Tua, because of all the information that he has, and what we've heard is that, you know, every single doctor, and he's seen the top specialists in the country, maybe in the planet, when it comes to brain health, saying that you're not putting yourself at additional future risk. There's always risk when you play football, but it's not like you're an added risk than anyone else is playing. I get it. I get why this is so crucial to his identity that he has to play, and I understand it. And if there are negative consequences, he went in with eyes wide open, right? I mean, he absolutely knows all the studies. He knows all the research. And I think that the Guardian cap debate that they've had, all that, you know, all that talk.
That was quick.
People don't really have all the information on that either. Like, you know, is it clear that Guardian caps are helpful for non-offensive or defensive linemen? The way that they're built, it's to minimize the little micro-concussions, the bang your head constantly. That's not how Tua gets hurt, right? He gets hurt by the knockout blows. And so will a guardian cap even affect that? So, like, there are a lot of factors here that people are basing their opinions on with not all the information. Now, all that being said, you're absolutely right. Like, he has to save the season. He might, and this is crazy to say, he might have to save the jobs of the people that gave him that contract, right? I mean, I don't think Chris Greer can feel great about where things are right now.
I hope not.
And if things go in the toilet, if this team with this talent goes 5-12, 6-11, I don't know how anyone could think they're safe, because this is the roster that Mike McDaniel wanted. This is the approach that Mike McDaniel wanted. This is the offense that he built for basically one quarterback, and then that quarterback is injury prone. There are going to be questions there. So yeah, I mean Tua has to feel some of that. He has to know that Mike and Chris staked their careers on him. Six quarters into it, he got hurt, and he has to come back, and he has to save a team that, by the way, this is their window. This year and maybe next year, that's it. Then all these guys, all these players that we've grown to really enjoy watching play here, they're going to be gone. I mean, yeah, maybe the Waddles of the world, and we'll see with Jalen Phillips' his injury situation, and maybe they give John Holland a contract and all this, but they're going to turn that roster over in the next 18 months. And the question is, will Tua be part of that turnover if things go sideways or if he gets hurt again? I don't think there's any guarantee that he's the quarterback here in 2026.
Bees, I'll give you one better. They got to win for the next five games. You look at that, I'm sure you have. Mm-hmm. Besides Arizona, you got Rams in there. You've got Las Vegas in there. You got Buffalo. Going to be a tough game, but the rest of those games
I will say this, Joe. The Jets and Browns don't look nearly as tough as they did when the season started.
No. You're right. Cleveland softens that last six games up. And I don't – listen, I'm guessing right now the Jets and the Dolphins, that's a coin flip, right?
Mm-hmm. Especially if Tua plays the way that, you know, we think he can. Yeah, I think they absolutely – can play well against the Jets. I think Aaron Rodgers should not be running NFL franchises, and that's what he's doing there, and you can see the result. But yeah, absolutely, you can't lose to the likes of the Raiders, right? You can't do that. The Cardinals, I've been running the stats the last couple of days. There's a reason the Dolphins are 3-point favorites. Like, they're favored in that game. It's a 1 o'clock game for a West Coast team on a short week that, you know, the math for that never works well. Like, they got to travel cross country, and their bodies still probably don't feel right for Monday night. That game ended, I think, like midnight Eastern time, like maybe even later. So you're what, not even 36 hours removed from that football game, and they have to get ready for the Dolphins and leave in probably 2 days. So, and the Cardinals defense is no good. You go and look at their personnel and their stats, they're not a good defense. They're a pretty good running offense, but aside from Marvin Harrison, they've got no pass offense. Like, that, you got to win these games. If you consider yourself a true playoff contender, and they think beyond that, that's how they enter the season. They think we're not content just getting in. We want to make noise there. You cannot lose with your starting quarterback back at home to an Arizona Cardinals team that's not very good.
I got to ask you a question. I asked Omar this yesterday. I'm curious your take on it because you see it up close. River Craycraft comes back. I have him take Odell Beckham Jr.'s position. What about for you?
He's going to take a lot of the snaps for sure. There's no one, and again, we can talk about, you know, what, five targets and, you know, no completions, one interception. Some of that's obviously on the quarterback. He had the one yesterday, or no, yesterday, on Sunday.
A couple days ago, yeah.
Yeah, that was a late throw. That should have been a big gainer, maybe a touchdown. And so I want to see him with Tua before I really make that judgment. But in the run game, I mean, Craycraft is probably pound for pound their best blocker. He absolutely, and honestly, it's crazy. I think that if he didn't get hurt, this season looks a lot different, because I don't think they're in a position where Tua in that Bills game is having to run for his life, essentially, fourth and whatever, lowering your shoulder because you're down three touchdowns or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I think it's a much closer game, and he's not in that situation. So, yeah, there are a lot of injuries that kind of gone under the radar, and I think Craycraft is the biggest one.
You know what's crazy? Besides, the defense been a nice story. They've been really good, and I thought I love the game plan. I love the aggressive play calling defensively in that last game. But the offensive line has actually played pretty damn well. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say the quarterbacks didn't have a chance. I thought the run – the offensive starting five played really well, not to mention the fullback blocking. Hill did a nice job, and some from the fullback. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because if you lose three different quarterbacks in 6 weeks, I mean, that's not great for the offensive line, but Tua got hurt in a scramble, and I think Snoop did too, right? He was flushed out.
Yes, he did. Yep, I know, outside.
Skyler got rocked. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. He got rocked, but he was
self-inflicted,
holding the ball too long. Yeah. I think they've been better than expected, to your point, and running the football, definitely. I think they kind of a little bit discovered their identity, that, you know, you don't need to do this finesse stuff to be effective. You can just line up and shove it down their throats. They're still going to always run that outside zone because that's the bread and butter of this offense, but you can do it in a physical way that really gets it going. And if you put Tua in second and three, third and two situations, he's going to light up the Cardinals.
I agree.
He's going to light them up. That's what they need to do. You know, first down play action, first down downhill running, get yourself in second and manageable and let Tua go to work. I think that's the game plan for Sunday.
Well, can't wait to see what it's going to look like this Sunday. Beast, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, let's not make it wait so long till the next time you call me, all right?
Okay. You're a tough guy to get. Adam Beasley, Pro Football Network, joining us here on Sports Radio 560 WQM. Ron Rothstein, FanDuel Sports Network. I got it in there. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.